Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of Bible Prophecy for today. My name is Heather, and on this side of the podcast, we are reading through the one-year chronological Bible, New Living Translation, large print, of course. Guys, thank y'all so much for joining me as we are reading through the Bible. It sure has been a blessing to me, and I hope it's been a blessing to you as well. I've had the opportunity today to visit with an old friend of mine, dear friend of mine, former neighbor. Him and his wife and children are like my family. And anyway, he came over. My little Del Sol is just not wanting to start. And so I thought, well, maybe it's the battery. I trickle charged it. No luck. I thought, well, because it was doing the clicking thing. Now it's not doing anything. So he come on over and jump started it. It won't start. It's like it's not getting power to the starter. And anyway, he checked all the relays and they're all good. Everything seems to be good. So the only thing he can think of and I can think of is that the solenoid is stuck. And so it's not engaging the starter. And so we're going to hope that's what it is. Hoping and praying that that's what it is with the little old Del Sol. And I'll take that starter off and take it up. We have a place called B&W Battery here. And they work on starters. I mean, I could probably buy a new one for what they charged me to fix that one. So, yeah, we'll see. But if you joined me earlier today, I did a live update of the Israeli-Iran war. And so with the Iran, this is the first time that Iran has attacked Israel from Iran's ground. Now, you know, they use proxies to do this, which is, you know, Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, these types of things, you know, all these different the Houthis, you know, they fund all these other proxy groups to attack Israel. But it's mainly Iran that's doing it. And so this is the first time that Iran has actually fired any type of weapon from Iran itself into Israel. And so, of course, you guys have all heard. If not, you can check my live update. But better yet, go to Telegram and listen to Amir Sarfati, minute-by-minute update. I just read his latest update. And so it's a good one. So, guys, be in prayer for Israel. They are God's chosen people. He does have his covenant with him and with them. Praise the Lord. Israel is the apple of God's eye. And so if anybody tries to tell you otherwise, tell them you need to read your Bible. That's why we get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. Yeah. So, guys, we are, like I said, reading through the Bible chronologically. It's a little different take on it, but anyway, oh, by the way, my old neighbor and I were actually talking about that, about things that are going on, and he's reading through the Bible too, because I just got through reading about this in Exodus, you know, about, you know, Israel. I'm like, right. And so it's exciting to get to talk to brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so anyway, he actually helped me get my gazebo up in the backyard too, so we had an eventful afternoon here. It was like 90 degrees today, so it was a beautiful, beautiful day. And so, but well, without further ado, guys, let's jump on over here. So I'm going to be reading off my Kindle, and we're on April the 8th reading. It's the Descendants of Boaz. So if you joined us yesterday, we actually read about Ruth and Boaz and Noemi. I don't know why it's Naomi. And so that was a great story. It's one of my favorite stories in the Bible. So anyway, we're going to continue that. So the descendants of Boaz, Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 to 22. So Boaz took Ruth into his home, and she became his wife. When he slept with her, the Lord enabled her to become pregnant, and she gave birth to a son. Then the woman of the town said to Naomi, "Praise the Lord, who has now provided a redeemer for your family. May this child be famous in Israel. May he restore your youth and care for you in your old age, for he is the son of your daughter-in-law who loves you and has been better to you than seven sons." Naomi took the baby and cuddled him to her breast, and she cared for him as if he were her own. The neighbor women said, "Now at last Naomi has a son again," and they named him Obed. He became the father of Jesse and the grandfather of David. This is the genealogical record of their ancestor Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron. Hezron was the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nashon. Nashon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David. From Judah's grandson Hezron to David, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 9 through 17. The sons of Hezron were Jeramiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Amminadab. Amminadab was the father of Nashon, a leader of Judah. Nashon was the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse's first son was Eliab. His second was Abimadad. His third was Shemaiah. His fourth was Nathaniel. His fifth was Radiah. His sixth was Ozim. And his seventh was David. Their sisters were named Zariah and Abigail. Zariah had three sons named Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail married a man named Jether, an Ishmaelite, and they had a son named Amasa. Descendants of Hezron's son Caleb, 1 Chronicles 2, verses 18 to 24. Hezron's son Caleb had sons from his wife Azubah from Jerioth. Her sons were named Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. After Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrathah, and they had a son named Hur. Hur was the father of Uri. Uri was the father of Bezalel. When Hezron was 60 years old, he married Gilead's sister, the daughter of Machir. They had a son named Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who ruled 23 towns in the land of Gilead. But Geshur and Aram captured the towns of Jair and also took Kenath and its 60 surrounding villages. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. Soon after Hezron died in the town of Caleb, Ephrath, his wife Abijah, gave birth to a son named Ashur, the father of Tekoa. Descendants of Hezron's son Jeremiel, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 25 through 41. The sons of Jeremiel, the oldest son of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had a second wife named Atara. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the oldest son of Jeremiel, were Maaz, Jamin, and Ikur. The sons of Onam were Shemaiah and Jada. The son of Shemaiah were Nadab and Abishur. The son of Abishur and his wife Abihail were Aban and Molib. The sons of Nabad were Salid and Epam. Salid died without children, but Epam had a son named Ishi. The son of Ishi was Shishan. Shishan had a descendant named Ahala A. The sons of Jada, Shemaiah's brother, were Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without children, but Jonathan had two sons named Peleth and Zaza. These were all descendants of Jeremiel. Shishan had no sons, though he did have daughters. He also had an Egyptian servant named Jara. Shishan gave one of his daughters to be the wife of Jara, and they had a son named Ataiah. Ataiah was the father of Nathan. Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephelel. Ephelel was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu. Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez. Helez was the father of Elisha. Elisha was the father of Sismai. Sismai was the father of Shalom. Shalom was the father of Jechamiah. Jechamiah was the father of Elishama. Descendants of Hezron's son Caleb, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 42 through 50a. The descendants of Caleb, the brother of Jeremiel, included Misha, the firstborn, who became the father of Zip. Caleb's descendants also included the sons of Mereshia, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron were Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham. Raham was the father of Jorkeam. Rechem was the father of Shemaiah. The son of Shemaiah was Moam. Moam was the father of Bezer. Caleb's concubine, Ephah, gave birth to Haran, Moza, and Gaziz. Haran was the father of Gaziz. The sons of Jadai were Regem, Jotham, Geshan, Pelet, Ephef, and Sheph. Another of Caleb's concubines, Maacah, gave birth to Sheber and Terhanah. She also gave birth to Sheph, the father of Madmanah, and Sheva, the father of Mechbanah and Gibeah. Caleb also had a daughter named Aksha. These were all descendants of Caleb. descendants of Caleb's son Hur. 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verses 50b through 55. The sons of Hur, the oldest son of Caleb's wife, Ephrath, were Shobal, the founder of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, and Haroth, the founder of Beth-Gader. The descendants of Shobal, the founder of Kiriath-Jearim, were Haroth, half the Manahathites, and the families of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, Huthites, Shumathites, and Mishraites, from whom came the people of Zorah and Eshtael. The descendants of Salma were the people of Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Ataroth, Beth Joab, and the other half of the Manahathites, the Zorahites, and the families of scribes living in Jabez, the Terathites, Shimeathites, and Sukathites. All these were Kenites who descended from Hamath, the father of the family of Rechab. Other descendants of Judah, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. The descendants of Judah were Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Shobal's son Reiah was the father of Jahath, and Jahath was the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These were the families of the Zorathites. The descendants of Atom were Jezreel, Ishma, Idbash, their sister Hazelaponi, Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Hushish. These were the descendants of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, the ancestors of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives named Hela and Naara. Naara gave birth to Ahuzam, Hefer, Timini, and Hashtari. Hela gave birth to Zerath, Izar, Ethanan, and Koz, who became the ancestor of Anab, Zobabah, and all the families of Hararel, son of Haram. There was a man named Jabez who was more honorable than any of his brothers. His mother named him Jabez because his birth had been so painful. He was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do, and keep me from all trouble and pain." And God granted him his request. Caleb, the brother of Shehua, was the father of Mahir. Mahir was the father of Eshton. Eshton was the father of Beth Rapha, Pasiah, and Tehinana. Tehinana was the father of Er and Nahashash. These were the descendants of Rechab. The sons of Kenaz were Othniel and Seraiah. Othniel's sons were Hethath and Mianothai. Mianothai was the father of Orphra. Seraiah was the father of Joab and the founder of the Valley of Craftsmen, or of the Valley of Craftsmen, so called because they were craftsmen. The son of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, were Aru, Elah, and Nahum, the son of Elah, and Kenaz. The sons of Jehalalel were Zippah, Tiria, and Asarel. The sons of Ezra were Jether, Merib, Epher, and Jalon. One of Merib's wives became the mother of Miriam, Shema, and Ishba, the father of Eshtimoah. He married a woman from Judah who became the mother of Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zenoah. Merib also married Bithiah, a daughter of Pharaoh, and she bore him children. Hodiah's wife was the sister of Nahum. One of her sons was the father of Keilah the Garmite, and another was the father of Eshtimoah the Maacathite. The sons of Sheman were Amon, Rena, Benahanan, and Telon. The descendants of Isha were Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. Descendants of Judah's son, Shelah. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 21-23. Shelah was one of Judah's sons. The descendants of Shelah were Ur, the father of Lachai, La'adadah, the father of Mareshisha, the families of linen workers at Beth Ashbia, Joachim, the men of Kozeba, and Joash and Saraph, the ruler over Moab, and Jeshabalehim. These names all come from ancient records. They were the pottery makers who lived in Nitaim and Gedera. They lived there and worked for the king. Elkanah and his family. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 1 through 8. Samuel was born late in the judges' period. There was a man named Elkanah who lived in Ramah in the region of Zuf in the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, and son of Toha, son of Zuf of Ephraim. Elkanah had two wives, Hannah and Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. Each year, Elkanah would travel to Shiloh to worship and sacrifice the Lord of Heaven's armies at the tabernacle. The priests of the Lord at that time were the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas. On the days Elkanah presented his sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to Peninnah, each of her children. And though he loved Hannah, he would give her only one choice portion because the Lord had given her no children. So Peninnah would taunt Hannah and make fun of her because the Lord had kept her from having children. Year after year, it was the same. Peninnah would taunt Hannah as they went to the tabernacle. Each time, Hannah would be reduced to tears and would not even eat. "Why are you crying, Hannah?" Elkanah would ask. "Why aren't you eating? Why be downhearted just because you have no children? You have me. Isn't that better than having 10 sons?" Well, guys, I hope you're enjoying this as we travel through the Bible, and I hope you'll join me tomorrow, the good Lord willing, and we'll be reading April the 9th, Hannah's Prayer for a Son. It'll be in 1 Samuel, beginning in chapter 1. And if you've noticed, we are reading it chronologically, which is a different way to read through the Bible. And it has been such a blessing just to read how it actually happened. Anyway, guys, with that, I hope you would get into the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, may to not be the night He comes back. Guys, be in prayer for Israel. Pray that the Lord God would protect them, would strengthen them, would give them wisdom, and understanding to Israel and to their leaders, and pray that the United States would stand with Israel, and Britain and the rest of the world would stand with Israel. That is our prayer for tonight, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Guys, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, I pray that today is the day that you make that decision, that you would cry out to the Lord Jesus to save you, ask Him to forgive you of your sins, you know, repent of your sins. Of course, you're going to confess your sins, ask Him to forgive you, ask Him to save you, put your faith in Jesus Christ and the work that He did on the cross, and that God raised Him 3 days later from the dead, and you will be saved. And I know you guys, if you listen to my podcast long enough or for a while, I always talked about this guy named Cal that I used to work with. He always made fun of the Lord, and you know, he always had just always mocking God. And I was like, oh man, I just knew one day when he died, he'd go to hell. And talking to my old friend tonight, Troy, in my driveway as we were working on the car, I asked him, you know, we were talking about our old co-workers, you know, and I was having to ask, what happened to Cal? What was that guy? He goes, Cal. Hey, well, he died several years ago of colon cancer. And he said, knowing Cal, he probably mocked God all the way up to the moment he died. And that's sad, you guys. That is to know that, you know, I pray that once he got that colon cancer diagnosis, that he would have, he would have repented and maybe came to Christ. I don't know. I pray that he did. But I'll tell you one thing, if he didn't, he is not with the Lord Jesus now. He is in hell. So just know that hell is for real and so is heaven. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Nobody can pay you out of hell. Nobody can pray you out of hell. You get one chance, and that's it. And that's right now. When there's no breath in your lungs and you have died and God has called you, you can't make a decision then. You have to make the decision now. And so I don't have to tell you that you're a sinner, because we're all sinners. Every single one of us. We're all sinners. And the wages of sin is death, the Bible tells us. And Jesus paid the debt for us. He gave His life. He was the atonement of our sins. And so, anyway, I pray that you would make the decision today to pick up your cross and follow Christ. With that, guys, in Texas, we have to say bye at least a couple times. So with that, I really am going to get out of here. So get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get into you. And Maranatha, Lord Jesus, Maranatha. May tonight be the night that the Lord Jesus comes and takes us home. Folks, if you're watching what's going on in the Middle East, you can see Bible prophecy, the pages of the Bible come to life right now in living color. Keep your eyes on Israel and keep your eyes to the sky, because the Lord Jesus is coming to take us home, like the Bible said. And just for loving Christ appearing, did you know you get a crown for that? What? That's right. Read your Bible. Guys, I love you guys. Thank y'all so much for listening and keeping me accountable. It's just been wonderful. And I hope we will continue to tomorrow. Oh, if you don't have a church family, we do live stream our church on Facebook. It is New Hope Fellowship at River Road. That's in Amarillo, Texas. It is on Facebook, and you guys can watch that as we live stream it if you don't get a chance to watch it there. When I get home Sunday morning, I record the program again. I record Pastor Randy's sermons, and then he sends me all the slides ahead of time, and so I try to get all those together. And as I, after I record, download them. Well, I can't download it because I have to sit there and screen record. But I screen record the sermon, and then once I get that all done, I tweak the audio the best I can, and then I put the scriptures in, I put the verses and the slides and that kind of stuff in there, and so I start editing the video. And so I sometimes can have it up Sunday night late, but most of the time it's Monday. So, oh, and you guys, one other thing. I have an interview Monday morning with the company. It's for a store manager's position. And so if you're still listening, and if you're so inclined to do, I sure would appreciate those prayers for that. The Lord's will be done. And so anyway, guys, I love all y'all. I pray for y'all. May God bless each and every one of you. And may He give you boldness and me boldness as well, as we live in these end days, to continue preaching Christ's word, to continue preaching the Bible and telling people the good news about Jesus Christ and not backing down. And so we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.